So after 21 years of school, that's 13 years of elementary, junior, senior high school, 4 years as an undergraduate, and another 4 years of medical school, you would think there would be no bigger day in a budding doctor's life than graduation day, when finally the world will address them as doctor. But turns out there's actually a bigger day.
This is the UW Medicine Pulse with Marty Reamer. Real-world stories of the discoveries being made at UW Medicine and the impact they're having on people here in the Pacific Northwest and around the world.
Oh, the whole room is very tense.
Yeah, you can kind of feel the energy.
Welcome to Match Day.
Everybody is standing around excitedly waiting to find out where they're going to end up. People are holding.
So what is this Match Day? To understand exactly what's going on here, let's backtrack a little and discuss what it took for the medical students that are here today to get here in the first place.
So there's a lot that goes into training a healthcare professional, certainly a lot that goes into training a medical student.
That's Suzanne Allen, Vice Dean for Regional Affairs at the UW School of Medicine.
At the end of medical school, people call you a doctor.
Then you're done, right?
No. At the end of residency, you actually then are board certified. You can go out, get a license, see patients on your own. So that residency piece is really important as far as creating the workforce that we need in the Northwest.
So at the end of medical school, you're a doctor, but not a doctor that can actually practice.
Yes.
For that, you need to do that 3 to 7 year residency. And Match Day is when graduating medical students get assigned their residency. And it's a big deal.
Good to see you.
This is Tina. She's doing the podcast.
Hi, nice to meet you, Shirley.
How are you feeling, Shirley?
Oh, it's really hard to even. Nervous, excited, terrified.
It's the third Friday in March. On that specific day, every year, students from medical schools across the country get matched and are contractually bound to a residency.
What happened, Alyssa?
I got my first choice, Seattle Children's.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
And then I cried.
That's really great. Yes.
At the University of Washington this year, roughly 150 students, their parents.
And this must be your family.
Mom.
Gathered on South Campus for Match Day 2015 to find out what the future would hold for them.
What's your name?
Mattson.
Where are you from?
I'm from Green River, Wyoming.
Students in this room are from all over.
I'm Jesse Mopan. I'm from Port Townsend, Washington.
Obviously Washington, but also Alaska, Wyoming.
I'm from Idaho.
Idaho. Because the University of Washington School of Medicine is the home medical school not just for Washington State, but for Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho. They call them the whammy states.
Each of our partner states has a contract with the School of Medicine allowing for a certain number of citizens from their state to attend the University of Washington School of Medicine through the WAMI program as an in-state medical school.
So that would mean that people in Idaho
consider the Idaho WAMI program their medical school. Montana WAMI is the Montana, medical school for that state.
How does that work for someone, say, from
Green River, Wyoming?
So students actually apply to the University of Washington School of Medicine. They're interviewed by physicians from their home state. So everybody has people from their own state who participate in the acceptance process. Students then attend their first year of medical school at our partner university in each of the states. Currently, students come here to Seattle for their second year. And then third and fourth year, students have the opportunity to go anywhere across the 5-state region to do their clinical required and elective rotations.
It said that it takes a village to raise a child, and I would say to run a medical school in 5 states, it takes a large city, a lot of smaller cities, some towns, some villages, you know what I mean.
This Match Day ceremony has been going on every year since the early 1950s. That was just a few years after the UW School of Medicine was founded.
So the School of Medicine started in 1946. When it first started, it was really just in the classroom. There were not many faculty. There was not a lot of research that went along with it. There certainly was not the health sciences building or the university hospital.
In the early 1970s, the University of Washington took on a bold challenge.
There was a need across the country for an expansion in medical education. So there was a national call for, we need more doctors. What's the best way to do that? The governors in the Northwest specifically in Alaska, Montana, and Idaho, said, we don't really have enough to be able to create our own medical schools. We don't have enough resources for that. And at the time, Governor Evans, who was the governor of Washington, said, well, let's look at how do we do that together.
It's 8:50 in the morning, and anxious students enter a conference room decorated in festive husky purple and gold.
Here we go, into the big room.
Small gift bags with the names of each graduate are distributed around the room. Each bag holds an envelope, and that envelope spells out the future.
How's it going? You ready?
Deep breath.
When the WAMI program was established, it had a number of goals.
One was providing publicly supported medical education for the citizens of the Northwest. One was providing community-based medical education. One was providing an increased number of primary care physicians or people who wanted to work in rural or underserved areas. One was creating more residency positions. And then the last one was doing all of that in a cost-effective way.
You see, the aim of the WAMI program is not just to train students who come from these rural areas in the Northwest, but to get them to practice there as well.
It's always harder to get people to go out and work in a rural area. It's hard to find a spouse a job. The school district may not have enough educational breadth and depth for your children. So those are some of the big things we run into when we look at really trying to get people out into rural areas to work. So certainly providing training opportunities in those rural areas makes a big difference.
Because when you train in a small community, you're more likely to lay down roots, make friends, get married, have kids, and yes, practice medicine in those small rural communities, which again is so important to the WAMI program.
So back in the early 70s, the concept of doing anything clinical outside of a large university hospital just really didn't exist. Like, you stayed in a big hospital and did all of your work there. The idea of going out to someone's practice or going to a small community to do any of your clinical learning was really a foreign concept.
The idea of community-based medical education really started at the University of Washington then. And with the WAMI program, the push has been on to decentralize, or in this case, de-Seattleize, the education more and more. And it appears to be working.
The last 2 years, we've been running a pilot program in Spokane for students to be able to spend their second year in Spokane. It was very successful last year. So that was the first place that that was available. But as now everyone will be spending all their classroom time in their home states, that becomes available around the five-state region.
What's your name?
Charlay Butler.
She's one of the graduates being matched today.
From Idaho. I grew up in Plummer, Idaho, on the Coeur d'Alene Reservation, and then moved down to Boise. And so I'm a Moscow Pullman Whammy.
Now, in case we hadn't made it clear, this is a huge day for her.
Did you sleep last night?
Huh?
No.
Nope, sure didn't. Woke up every hour. I ate my way through the sleeplessness.
We're 5 minutes away from the sound of the gong. Literally, a gong will sound when all the students at this match day event get to open their envelopes. In these few minutes, Charlay has a chance to reflect on what the last 4 years at the UW School of Medicine have meant to her.
One of the most important people to me has been my college mentor. I remember getting in, and then I got a letter from him like a couple weeks later, and he knew all these things about me based on my application and was like really excited to welcome me to the guild, which I had no idea what that kind of meant at the time. I was like, look, I just want to pass like biochem and anatomy right now. And he just kept keeping the big picture for me and focus, and I don't think that made sense until right now. This is the coolness he's talking about.
It's extremely important to students when they graduate that they come from a school with a good reputation, because how they get into a residency program, if you're coming from a school that doesn't have any reputation, it's going to be extremely difficult to get one of those residency positions that are becoming more and more precious.
And even though, having grown up in Seattle, I think I know the answer to this, what kind of reputation does the UW School of Medicine have?
So the University of Washington School of Medicine, we've been ranked number one In primary care, family medicine, and rural medicine for over 20 years. We're the number one public medical school for research funding. The only school above us is Harvard, and they're a private school.
And how has the WAMI program contributed to that reputation? How has it helped these students here on match day get their choice residency?
You know, over the years, as WAMI has become better known, when students talk about they had this rural experience somewhere, residency programs, they love that because that they know that our students have had really diverse experiences that really prepared them well for residency.
And that brings us back to match day.
Lots of hugging and jumping up and down as we anticipate the opening of the envelope.
Every student here now is positioned next to the gift bag with their name on it. Inside that gift bag, the envelope with their residency assignment. To prepare for this day, each student had to submit applications, do numerous interviews, put together a list of their favorite possible residencies.
It's really an interesting process. So the programs themselves put in a rank list of all the applicants they interview. And then we as applicants put in a rank list of all the programs we interview at, and then they put it into a big computer program, and magically it pops out.
That's Caleb. He and his girlfriend Serena are both here at this match day together, both waiting for their respective assignments.
Where do you want to end up?
Well, I'd like to stay here, but I think wherever we end up matching to is where we're supposed to be.
Meanwhile, Serena...
wherever Caleb goes.
And the moment of truth has arrived. The gong is about to sound, and when it does, everyone here and medical students all across the country will tear into their assignment envelopes, and this moment is too good to miss.
You want to open yours first? Or do you want to open it together?
Same time.
Same time? I can feel my heart beating in my chest.
NBM.
We're staying in Seattle.
Just a few feet from Caleb and his girlfriend Serena is Charlay, who we met earlier. She's also torn into her envelope.
Oh, yeah. I got Northwestern. I got my number one.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
This is very exciting.
Holy Toledo. God, I just had no idea what this day would look like for me, like what it would feel like, and I never thought it would come. Oh my gosh, I want to be an OBGYN.
And just like that, a new physician is born. Actually, a whole room of new physicians. Some, like Caleb and Serena, will stay in Seattle for their residency. Charlay is heading to Chicago. And some, like Jesse Mopan here, is accepting a small rural assignment, which, after all, was the goal of the WAMI program.
So how are you feeling about being in a more of a rural area?
I'm thrilled. I really wanted to kind of get out of a more urban setting for my training. And I'm from a small town, and I hope to maybe go to practice in a small to medium-sized community eventually. So it's a perfect fit for me.
That's great.
Academic medicine. It's first and foremost about the patient. It's about research. And it's about education. In the case of UW Medicine, providing an invaluable educational resource to a massive five-state region.
We cover about 28% of the landmass of the U.S.
And why, since the 1970s, when the WAMI program was launched, have none of these other states like Alaska, Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming built their own medical schools? Because building an institution like the University of Washington School of Medicine is not an easy endeavor.
So it's not cheap to start a medical school. It costs a lot of money, number one. Number two, it takes a long time for a school to develop a reputation.
And without a solid reputation, your graduates don't get to experience this.
Oh my gosh! I want to be an OBGYN!
Congratulations to the entire University of Washington School of Medicine graduating class of 2015. We'd like to thank them for allowing us to experience Match Day with them this year. Thanks also to Dr. Suzanne Allen for joining us as well on the program. To find out more about the School of Medicine, and in particular the WAMI program, you can visit our website, uwmedicine.org/pulse. And please subscribe to our UW Medicine Pulse podcast on iTunes so you get every episode as soon as they are released. UW Medicine Pulse is produced by Tina Knoll, associate producer Aaron Gervais. I'm Marty Reamer. Thanks for listening.